Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number two, live in Los Angeles. It is the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joel Klatt, we could have an upset weekend in college football. A couple of huge trap games. We'll talk about that coming up. J-Mac is joining me. So, Nick Wright, not a huge fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. You know that.
Just doesn't. I'm a Jimmy Garoppolo guy. I'm a truther of Jimmy Garoppolo.
A truther. Yes. Okay. So I want to show you something. So The Athletic, which is a newspaper subscription thing, the New York Times bought them. A lot of good writers on that thing. So they had the best regular season records for starting quarterbacks against a single opponent. Brady is 9-0 all-time regular season against Atlanta. Patrick Mahomes, great player, 9-0 against Denver. Brady, 7-0 against Dallas. Oh, what do we have here? Garoppolo is 7-0 against Sean McVay and the Rams. Oh, it must be all Kyle Shanahan. Oh, okay. This explains a lot with Garoppolo. How anybody enters any industry will largely shape for a long time how you're viewed. So Jameis Winston, number one pick. Baker Mayfield, number one pick. It was very obvious early there were limitations to both. Winston's got bad judgment, is a turnover machine, and Baker was just small and not that athletic. Yet media and fans made excuses for Winston and Baker Mayfield for years. Number one picks. It's the culture. It's the owner, the GM, the O-line, the coach, the... It's OBJ's fault in Cleveland. Oh, brother. Now, conversely, Derek Carr and Garoppolo, the two most disrespected quarterbacks in the league, both went to small schools, Fresno State, like wherever Garoppolo went, Eastern Illinois, both were second-round picks. Okay? They are fighting for respect at every turn. Derek Carr, in what was one of the most chaotic seasons for any team in 20 years, in the better AFC, pulled the Raiders into the playoffs. None of you think he's a top 10 quarterback. So let's go back to the 49ers. And I think people forget this. So John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, GM coach, come together, right? They both get like 10-year deals or long deals. John Lynch was here at Fox. he joins Kyle Shanahan. So it's GM, coach together. They were taking over a mess, a tire fire in San Francisco. Do you remember what kind of start they got off to? Garoppolo wasn't there yet. 0-8. Same coach, GM, O-line, D-line, offense, receivers, running back. Garoppolo gets traded before the deadline. Has to learn the offense. Comes in week 13. 0-8. What did Garoppolo do? 5-0. Nothing changed. The offense didn't change. The left tackle didn't change. The receivers, the back. 0-8. 5-0. One guy changed. That's it. So Baker Mayfield still has fanboys. It's the second team that, unless he gets perfect protection, he's overwhelmed, has a losing record. Jameis Winston, before this season, he's going to carry the Saints to the playoffs. Come on, he can't carry on a big drive. Forget a season. So Garoppolo is 34-15 with two different coaches. By the way, Belichick can't win consistently without Brady. It's acknowledged. The quarterback's really important. And I'm not saying Garoppolo's Brady. But Shanahan can't win without Garoppolo. And we give Garoppolo no credit. So never forget this. For the first 15 years of Tom Brady's career, because the coach was a genius, we called him a system quarterback. And then there was the Seahawk game and the Atlanta game. And then we're like, yeah, right, I guess he's pretty good. Jimmy Garoppolo is pretty good. And this is happening. We're seeing it live again to Jalen Hurts. Second round quarterback, a little small, replaced at Bama. Have you looked at Jalen Hurts outside of Jalen Hurts against the blitz, where as a young quarterback, he is struggling against the blitz? They all do. Mahomes did in his first 2 years. They all do. It's like year four, year five. Now Mahomes, don't blitz him. But the first couple years, one of the ways to get him was put pressure on him. Was one of the first ways to get Aaron Rodgers. Put heat on him. Now you don't want to blitz. You don't want to blitz Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes. So Jalen Hurts is going through the same thing. He enters the league as a second-round guy viewed small. He's tearing the league up. He is right now, I was talking about this to a friend the other day. He's better than Russell Wilson this morning. He's say what you want. This morning, he's playing better football. He's harder to defend than Russell Wilson. By the way, Kyler Murray's not running as much. Kyler throws a prettier ball, but he's harder to defend this morning than Kyler Murray. But Kyler is the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter. However you enter a company, you could be the best salesperson at a company, but if you start out as some low-level executive, account executive, and you don't have any accounts, but you're just, for what you have, you're crushing, it'll take like 4 years for anybody to pay attention, and they may never view you as a number one salesperson. Because they went and hired a guy from across the street or a woman as a number one salesperson. They're the star. Derek Carr, Garoppolo, Jalen Hurts.
Russell Wilson. I think after Brady, Russell Wilson is the quintessential example.
Third round.
Never got respect in Seattle. It was always the Legion of Boom. Richard Sherman, everybody knocking Russell Wilson. He's like the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. Can't get an MVP vote, Russell Wilson.
Not
who's
one.
Been incredible for a decade. I know he's not been great this year, but I mean, put some respect on Russell Wilson's name.
Oh, by the way, Greg Olson, his thoughts on Garoppolo. Here's Greg.
This current team that they have, if it stays healthy, I think Jimmy G is the quarterback that they need. I think he distributes the ball, gets it to Debo. They got to get Kittle a little bit more involved. They have a really dynamic and really fun run game, which I'm not a huge run game guy, but for them, the way they do it, it's really effective. I think with their defense, if they can stay healthy with the combination of their run game, the play caller in Shanahan, and the weapons he has at his disposal, I think he's perfect. Now, is he the next quarterback for the next decade? No. But for this year, is he a playoff-winning quarterback? He had them in the NFC Championship not too long ago and arguably should have beat the Rams, who won the Super Bowl. So I think for whatever reason, this Shanahan-Garoppolo marriage works for this team. And it doesn't mean it would work everywhere. It doesn't mean every quarterback is perfect for every system, but Garoppolo fits this system. All he does is win.
By the way, bad news for the rest of the NFC. Really good safety, Jimmy Ward, is practicing again. Their number two corner is practicing again, and Trent Williams at left tackle will come back eventually again. So they have three high-end starters, two on defense, that are coming back to the Niners. This is a really, I think it's the best overall roster when healthy. Elijah Mitchell's not back yet. So they've been doing this without their star back, their left tackle, their safety, Jimmy Ward, and their number two corner.
Jimmy G's going to another Super Bowl. I can't wait for the 49ers to say, yeah, we'll pass on him. And he goes somewhere else. I can't wait for the 49ers to screw this up.
So I told you this weekend, upset weekend, keep your eye on Michigan. Emotional Iowa game, Penn State around the corner, very scary. Let's bring on the voice of college football, Jewel Klatt, Fox Sports. So you're doing Michigan, Indiana. Before we get there, now be honest. You don't have to be nice. How did the Iowa fans respond?
To me, amazing. And they kept saying, like, hey, you know, like, keep giving it to your daddy. And I was like, I'm sorry, who? And then I was like, no, I'm his dad. And they're like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, it was good, though. I tell you, the Iowa fans, they love you. Deep down, they love you.
Of course. I'm very huggable. Okay, so I'm just going to say at Fox, we only air Michigan games. So it is a little but I mean, seriously.
I know. Third straight week. Here we go.
Penn State.
Next week.
Iowa last week.
Yeah.
And here comes a little Indiana. Upset alert for Michigan?
You know, the issue that Indiana has is that they're just so banged up, you know, and their offense has really struggled. But when you just look at it in that sense about you go on the road, and this is an Indiana team that under Tom Allen has been pesky. And that's the type of team that could play you close in any given sense. And the one thing that we haven't really seen, what happens if and when J.J. McCarthy throws out a 4-turnover game? You know, he's a young quarterback still. Right, like, if that happens, then you're all of a sudden in a fight, like Caleb Williams had at Oregon State.
That's right.
You know, just kind of all of a sudden you're like, man, this is way tougher than we expected, and that certainly could happen this week.
But you and I took a lot of shots from the lamestream media. Let's be honest.
It's true. About defending Harbaugh?
I think they're the third or fourth best team in the country.
I have them third right now.
I think they're... Let's look at Klatt's top 10.
Okay, so my top 10s are going to look a little bit different than most. And let me explain why. Because I think right off the top, people would be like, oh, of course you've got Ohio State at number one. And why is Georgia number five?
Because Georgia can't throw the football.
Well, let me explain to you what happened. Okay, first of all, my rankings are weekly snapshots. What is happening right now?
That's the way it should be.
Right now. Right. Okay, so... in that weekly snapshot, there were only two teams that I considered for the number one team in the country, because you can't consider Georgia the way that they played against Kent State and then the way that they played against Missouri.
Hey, I watched the entire Georgia-Missouri second half. They should have lost that game. They were on the ropes.
100% on the ropes. They only had their first lead of the game at the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter. So they were not in consideration for my top spot.
Fair.
And the way I landed at Ohio State over Alabama is because while I think Alabama is a better overall team, Bryce Young's injured. I don't know the status of their best player.
Fair.
And so from that, I'm like, okay, so this week in this snapshot, I've got C.J. Stroud and the best offense in the country that I'm just going to go with them at number one, and Alabama was two. In the second tier of the premium brands, Michigan, Clemson, and Georgia, here's why Georgia landed at five and not three. And it's very simple for me, because in a weekly snapshot, you were up by only 10 points early in the fourth quarter against Kent State at home, and then you went on the road against Missouri, a Missouri team that got beat by 28 against Kansas State, and you didn't have your first lead until the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, but this week you did not earn yourself a spot higher than that. Not when Michigan wins at Iowa, not when Clemson wins in back-to-back weeks at Wake Forest and then home against North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Georgia was number five this week, even though I think they're a great team and likely might be in the national championship game, but you can't play like that in back-to-back weeks and think that you're going to still be at the top of the rankings.
I don't want to bring this next story up. I'm being pressured by producers.
Pressure. And you're succumbing to that pressure.
I am.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to bring this up. Oklahoma's terrible. I mean, oh, my God. They are terrible.
I knew that was exactly where we were headed.
So here's my thing.
They're in trouble.
This is my Nathaniel Hackett Denver Bronco thing.
Oh, isn't that bad? I'm a Bronco fan. Okay. Woof.
When you hire a coach, the legitimate coach. Nick Saban solved Alabama's defense by year two. They didn't get the offense pretty until, you know, they didn't really get great receivers. McVay, Rams offense. Lincoln Riley offense. Sean McDermott defense. When your side of the ball regresses, you got a coordinator. Their defense, I don't want to hear about having to play with my guys. Their tackling is terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
There are blown assignments everywhere. This is a mess.
They're 109th right now in passing defense, Oklahoma is. And the reason I'm concerned for them because of what you're talking about. This is supposed to be Brent Venables' identity as the defensive side. And if you look at a nine-possession picture from the end of the Kansas State game to through the first, let's call it, you know, seven possessions of the TCU game, they gave up seven touchdowns, not scores, touchdowns in a nine-possession span. So something's wrong, right? Like they're missed assignments and blown coverages are not just small. They are wide. They are big. And there is a big issue right now for OU. And this is what it comes down to. In the offseason and before the year, I said, listen, this might be a tough year for Oklahoma. They might have three or four losses. And OU fans were incensed.
They could not
fathom.
Kansas
Oklahoma
is good now.
Kansas is good. That's a tough league. Colin, do you realize what they are missing from their previous run? They lost their head coach, who was their play caller.
Brilliant.
They lost two quarterbacks that were five-star quarterbacks.
Gone.
They're gone. They lost a running back that was a three-time, 1,000-yard rusher in Kennedy Brooks. He graduated.
And Mario Williams.
They lost four of their top five wide receivers.
Woo.
They lost their top defender in tackles, sacks, TFLs, and interceptions.
Boom.
And you can't just replace that because of the logo on the side of your helmet.
Right.
It's a great place. OU, I've defended you, and I will continue to defend you. There is only one Oklahoma. But right now, that is not a good football team. And Brent Venables knows it and has said as such. And with that schedule ahead of them, I think that they probably lose this week in the Red River game against Texas.
They're not stopping Texas.
And I think that they're going to lose at least one, maybe two more times down the stretch.
Oklahoma State both beat them.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well,
I mean, there's no chance they get to the Big 12 championship game. They're basically three games down to Kansas State, who's 2-0 in the conference.
Gator Bowl called. Not interested already.
Wow.
Okay. I don't even know if that exists anymore. Okay. So
Gasparilla Bowl.
Okay. Now, I see this. I am a man of compassion.
Yeah. I mean, that last take, just that was compassionate. But the OU fans think you're very compassionate.
Okay, but, you know, a lot of times in the Midwest, you people are nice and you wave
people.
You know, I remember one time I went jogging in the Midwest.
Are you taking a shot at people that wave nicely?
No, but it's interesting. I went for a jog in South Dakota. I was just random guy, and I was like doing like 5-minute miles. So the point is, random people were like waving to me. Hey! And I was like, these people are too nice. So my point is, Paul Chris got fired, should have, and everybody's up in arms. Time out. Here's the momentum. Number one, the momentum. If you flip his record, like Charlie Weiss, remember Charlie Weiss starts here, goes down. You have to make a call. The recruiting's not very good. They've got a great assistant in Jim Leonard. Paul Christ, he doesn't have a persona. There's no buzz. You're not beating these massive personalities. James Franklin, Ryan Day, Mel Tucker, Harbaugh on the recruiting trail. You got to make this move.
Okay, so I want to unpack this because I think you bring up an interesting point about Paul Chryst and Wisconsin. And I think this was more mutual than one-sided in terms of a decision. I think that even Paul was growing frustrated with the current state of the sport and what he really loves about it and what he was having to be responsible for. The current state of the sport is something where you really do need more of a CEO and less a football coach at the helm of your organization because of having to deal with transfer portal, NIL, NIL collectives, all the donors. Coaches are now more in front of donors than they have been in a long time because of these NIL collectives. And then the donors are nitpicking how the coach is spending the money, so on and so forth. It's just different now, and I don't think Paul liked it all that much, and I think that this was mutual. You can tell it was mutual because he agreed to a much lower buyout. If you just get fired and you don't want to be fired, you say, pay me my money. You know, and he would have taken all of his $16.5 million, but he agreed to a much lower buyout, not just because he's Midwest nice, waving at you as you're doing your 8 minute miles, not five, 8 minute miles, but it's not just because he's nice. I think that there was somewhat mutual respect there, and he wanted to step away. And I think everybody up there, and you brought him up, Jim Leonard, their defensive coordinator.
He's a star.
Everybody up around Wisconsin wants to see Jim Leonard and how he operates. Oh, let's give this guy a chance here in the last seven games.
I think he'll be good.
I do too. I've liked Jim Leonard for a long time. I will say this, though. One last thing. Be careful what you wish for. You can say that the trajectory wasn't there and that it's stale and this or that. And guess who else used to say that? Nebraska, when they fired Frank Solich and when they fired Bo Pelini. And look where they're at now. This is a team that's no longer going to have the benefit in the future. When they get rid of divisions in the Big Ten, they will no longer have the benefit of beating up on the weaker side of the division and defining themselves as successful by playing in the conference championship game. They will have to elevate their game to get to a point where they can go now, and still compete in that championship game.
Is Alvarez still the AD? Is Barry still one?
No, he's not.
Okay, he's
emeritus. I mean, he's still involved, but okay. He is not the athletic
director.
Because
my takeaway, what's really happening, you got big personalities in the conference. Here comes USC and Lincoln Riley in the L.A. schools, and Crist feels like small. And at some point, my takeaway, I'm a bad guy. I don't wave at strangers when you're jogging.
Well, right? I mean, listen, that goes without being said. I think we all understand that if we listen daily. Having said that, though, I do think that there was more of a mutual. I don't think Paul was in love with being a head coach at this moment. And again, the Jim Leonard piece, you're 100% on that one.
Rock star.
They want to see what he can do here down the stretch.
Okay. And this is another story. Producers very.
Are they? They're forcing you into this one?
So, USC is 5-0.
They force you to talk USC. I know it's painful.
Okay, but there is something to be said, is that because of safety, you know this, both college and pro football are moving to offense.
Sure.
I mean, college guy, I saw a hit this weekend in the TCU-Oklahoma game. I'm not sure it was helmet to helmet. They threw the kid out of the game.
Right, right.
And I'm like, it was shoulder to helmet. You can't throw that TCU kid out of the game. Be that as it may, that's the sport. Okay, so you could be the best newspaper writer in America. Newspapers, we get our information on phones now, right? It's the industry, the platform that hurts a newspaper writer. Not his talent. There's never been more brilliant writers. So sometimes the sport moves away from you.
Sure.
Belichick.
Sure.
So I look at Lincoln Riley, and there's real limitations defensively. They got one NFL guy in the front seven. They're not close to Ohio State, Georgia, Bama, Michigan. I don't think right now they're. Clemson, they're not. But when I watch that offense, there is a reason that at 34, his name came up for the Cowboys. His ability, Caleb Williams can be a little moody. That's his reputation. He is young. He has literally brought in five new receivers, two new running backs, a left tackle. They are so slick offensively. I think we're looking at Lincoln Riley to me is McVay or Shanahan of college football.
You know, I think that the most brilliant offensive minds, any level, right? That just sport in general. You can say this about the NFL guys. You can say this about college guys. The most brilliant minds and most effective coaches are the ones that don't get bored with the simplicity of success. And that's important. Let me give you a quick story about Lincoln Riley. And keep in mind, this is when he cut his teeth, right? So this is one of the most impressionable stories that he's ever told me about learning how to be a coach and an offensive coach at that. He said when he was an assistant with Texas Tech back in 2008, so this is the Michael Crabtree, Biletnikoff team that went and beat Texas.
I remember that game.
That's a great game and team, right? That was an 11-1 team, that Texas Tech team. Well, he said that that team with a Biletnikoff receiver, Mike Leach, would have whole practices where the receivers only ran go routes. Individual period, 7-on-7, and team. One play, one route, the entire practice. And he used to think to himself, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like, what are we doing? Michael Crabtree just ran 15 miles on a Tuesday. What are we doing? And Mike Leach said, you watch. In the most important time of our season, we're going to throw a go route for a touchdown. And guess what the call was to Michael Crabtree in the Texas game? He was double covered. He should have never gotten that ball, but they had thrown a million go routes into double coverages and coverages that you would never throw that. And so they completed it. And he walks into the end zone, and they win the game against Texas. And he tells me that story because it lasted with him. He understands that the biggest thing you can do for your players is make it simple for your players and tough on the defense. So they run a very few number of concepts, and they do it out of a number of different sets and formations.
That was Bill Walsh.
So it looks very difficult and intricate. And, oh, how do they do all
years
of this?
Years ago, I talked to it was a former Raider defensive back, and I asked him, what's it like to face Bill Walsh? He said they ran 6 plays out of 40 looks.
That's exactly right.
He said they ran the same stuff every week, but it looked different every time.
In the first 40 snaps against Texas 2 years ago, Lincoln Riley ran 38 different sets. Out of the first 40 snaps, 38 different sets.
For college kids with 17 hours a week practice.
And I guarantee you there was only 5 or 6 concepts that they actually ran out of that. So they ran the same power play out of a number of different sets. They ran the same, like call it Z drive or they call it mesh. They say, all right, we're just going to run mesh. And they run it out of 15 different sets. And guess what? For the quarterback, it's just always mesh.
Okay, finally, you know, I've said this week, one of my themes has been UFC is for tough guys, basketball is for tall guys, and football is a big man sport. It is. And Kyler Murray is, Russell Wilson has made us believe that height doesn't matter. It does. Kyler Murray now doesn't want to run. Jalen Hurts put on 20 pounds. Lamar's put on, and he's not small. And the comp I used the other day was, Aaron Rodgers is my height. He's 36 pounds heavier than me, butt, hip, shoulders. Aaron walks into a room in America, he is big, right? By NFL standards, he never looks big. So Tua is a small person. Bryce Young is smaller. He's 6'194". He is hurt. And I think he's great. I think his release, his quickness, he's a tremendous talent. But when you watch him, does that translate to the pros? Because I'm not sure it does.
Well, it's a great question. I think it matters what style you are. Like, for instance, you know, Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson, they have to be thick because they're putting themselves in harm's way with
He's
the style
guy.
That they play, right? Yeah. I mean, because they're going to scramble, create with their legs. And not that they aren't great passers, because they are. Drew Brees was small.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, I played with Drew. Like, he's not a big guy.
No.
But he controlled the game from the pocket, in his mind, with his feet, with his release, with his accuracy. Bryce Young has to be Drew Brees. He cannot go out and be Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson.
This is interesting. I think people said Tua was Brees' comp. I think he is.
Yeah, I think Bryce is more Brees' comp.
So I think his release is insane.
And he's just smart.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell. He's just he can see the whole field now.
Yes.
He's a kid. Like, a lot of guys in the NFL now are learning to see the whole field. Like, he sees the field.
There are quarterbacks that use their ability to run as a weapon, and there are quarterbacks that run only when they have to. Bryce is one of the latter, where he runs only when he has to. Now, he can, and in the college game, he can do it effectively. And I'm not saying he's a bad athlete, but his MO And what he is foundationally as a quarterback is a pocket passer with great anticipation and accuracy, a great mind. And so for that reason, I actually think he's just more Brees than any of these shorter guys that have come out in the last couple of years. I just think I'm not betting against this guy. I know he's banged up right now, and he's got the shoulder injury. He's got a little bit of an AC joint in his shoulder. I just don't bet against Bryce Young. I think he's going to be really good even at the next level.
All right, let's go to Klatt's top 10 again. I'd probably move George up one spot, but I do get your argument. Stetson Bennett is solid, not great. I'd probably go Ohio State, Bama, whatever. I'd go Michigan 3, Georgia 4, Clemson 5. I think Oklahoma State's a handful. I'd probably put you – I don't like – USC – at Utah, I think, is going to get exposed a little bit.
I think USC might be in trouble this week. You talk about a look-ahead game. You said Michigan might be looking ahead to Penn State. USC might be looking ahead to Utah. And that Washington State team
they make a lot of mistakes.
Sure they do, but still a team that had a 12-point lead in the last 4 minutes against Oregon.
Yeah, and
they're 4-1.
At home loss because they make too many mistakes.
I get it. If Cameron Ward does not throw interceptions, then Washington State is certainly going
to
cover.
This thing, your almost list looks like a March Madness. I got used to laying there in Kansas. Way to go, Kansas. I mean, how good of a coach is a guy at Kansas?
Watch out for UCLA this week, by the way, against Utah.
Because Utah's looking ahead to
they might old be looking genius ahead, but, guy. But here's the deal. Is there's only one team really in the Pac-12 that can stand up and physically match up against Utah, and I think it's UCLA. UCLA is the second best rushing team in the Pac-12, they're the best running defense in the Pac-12. Ooh. They're pretty good up front. Watch out for the Bruins this week.
All right, Klatt, go on the road. Now, where's that? Is that at Indiana?
Yeah, in Bloomington.
You need about 6 connecting flights to get there? I mean, how do you get there?
No, our president is from Indiana, so it's one flight.
You live a life.
I tell you, isn't it good? But don't worry, as we fly over the Midwest, I'll be waving.
Joel Klatt, voice of Fox College Football.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK systems sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Sunday on Fox, a huge doubleheader kicks off with the Falcons taking on Tom Brady and the Bucks. Then in America's Game of the Week, the Cowboys take on Matt Stafford and the reigning champion Rams. It all kicks off Sunday at 1 Eastern on Fox. Check for the games in your area.
I got to tell you that the Jets are getting 3.5 hosting Miami. I'm very interested to watch that game. I was talking to Alex and the staff this morning. What's the drop-off? Because Bridgewater is not as good a... He won't go downfield like Tua. But that offense has a lot of bubble screens, you know, hot reads, get it out quick. My guess is Miami a handful with their backup? This Miami team, say what you want. That Cincinnati game, coming off 90 snaps in Miami, going to a backup quarterback when Tua got hurt. They were in that game with 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left. Like, Miami's better than we think.
I'll ask you another question. Both of these head coaches were with the 49ers for several years. So, is Saleh going to be ready for everything McDaniel has? Because he's seen that stuff in practice in San Francisco for a few years.
You know, Zach Wilson, it's tasty because he's got a little Aaron Rodgers in his release. He can move a little bit. He's got components to. He's got a little Jalen Hurts. He can move.
Little Mahomes. They called him the Mormon Mahomes for a reason.
Well, I called him. I called him Johnny Manziel, yes, with a better arm. So he's somewhere. But I will say so this about Zach Wilson. It's pretty. Like, you know, a lot. Like, he's one of those guys in the league. When he throws it, it's pretty. And you know, there's a lot of guys you watch him throw, and you're like, you can bail on him early because it doesn't look right. There's some sauce there when he plays.
Remember Tyreek Hill, the Jets were going after him. Remember when the Kansas City was trading him and he scoffed at the Jets. Oh, I was never going to go to the Jets. Are you kidding me? Wonder if the Jets defense will remember that. Maybe take some shots at Tyreek Hill.
Not
coming
bad
over the middle.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
As you can tell, I'm a little excited for that game. Let's get started with the Tampa Bay Bucks, who've lost, what, two in a row?
Yeah.
Lost to the Packers and Chiefs. Tom Brady rarely loses three games in a row. He last lost three in a row all the way back in 2002 with the Patriots. He was a game manager at the time, I believe. Luckily for Brady, he's facing the Falcons. He's 9-0 against them in the regular season, according to FoxBet. Tampa, a 9-point favorite for this game.
You know, I hate big favorites. I like Tampa here.
Oh, yeah. It was 8.5 when I got it. Quick note. Atlanta last year lost 8 games to playoff teams by double digits. When they punch up in class, they usually get smacked around.
They can hang around with Seattle.
Yeah, they can definitely hang around with Seattle and Cleveland. They were down to the Rams 28-3 before Stafford vomited all over himself with the interceptions.
And by the way, Tampa's getting a little healthier.
Tampa's getting healthier. Atlanta loses Cordarrelle Patterson. This is probably my second biggest bet of the week. I'm on Tampa with you, Colin.
I am too.
Remember, they were embarrassed on that island game Sunday night, like humiliated, give up 40 points. Next up, Patrick Mahomes has made some incredible highlight reels in his career. His play over the weekend where he flipped the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire for a touchdown. Andy Reid said he told players to appreciate that they get a front row seat to watch Patrick Mahomes work.
I talked to guys, but just like I mentioned last night, just don't take it for granted. I mean, these things are, they're special. Some of these things we're seeing from him. And so appreciate him, but it's, you know, it's unique. So enjoy every one of them, but it's not something that a lot of people have the advantage, you know, that advantage of being a part of. And he's not sitting there, you know, patting himself on the back. He keeps moving forward and wanting to get even better.
Andy Reid deserved Mahomes. He, all those years, Andy Reid, a brilliant offensive guy, had a lot of B guys.
McNabb was
his whole career was B guys. Yeah. C guys. He deserved it. Sean Payton deserved Breeze. Like, McVay deserves Stafford. And Goff's having a great year at home. I like Goff. I think Goff's Matt Ryan with a better deep ball. I like Goff. I don't love him, but I like him. But Andy Reid deserved. He deserved. Like great defensive coaches, you know, Bill Parcells, he earned Lawrence Taylor. You know what I mean? It's like he knew how to use him. And I love Mahomes. I mean, you put Mahomes with a defensive coach, you think he's got dialing up these plays? No, we're all winning in this Andy Reid-Mahomes relationship. We're all winning.
There is a similarity here with Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes. So Rodgers has a bunch of new receivers. Well, you know, Mahomes does too. They lost Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
He does have Kelsey back, but Kansas City's offense is kind of humming. Aaron Rodgers is stuck in the mud. Is that a Reid-LaFleur thing?
Well,
I mean, Andy
rebuilt an O-line in a year, one offseason, rebuilt a receiving core in one offseason. Sean McDermott, 6 years, can't build a running game. There is no question that offensive coaches feel the game differently, can rebuild it quickly. That's why I give the Rams a chance. If Van Jefferson comes back, he'll figure out how to make Allen Robinson reasonably redeemable. If it was a defensive coach, I would have no idea. It's like it's over. He'll make Robinson a 5-target, 3-catch guy by week 13.
So I'm the moron who drafted Allen Robinson in 2 fantasy leagues.
Oh, good, congrats.
Now, I've been sitting him on the bench. Do I start him this week under your theory
no,
that McVay's going to figure
wait
it out?
Wait till the offensive line's solved. Start in week 12. Then he'll be fine. It'll take McVay a while, but he will figure it out. He'll get the most possible out of that relationship.
Okay. Final story. Over to the NBA. Zion Williamson's back. Colin, look at the big fella. Send it in. Zion Williamson played in a preseason game last night. 13 points, 4 boards, 15 minutes. He hadn't played since May of 2021. Zion, he's so chiseled. Look at those arms, dude. He is really shredded.
Yeah, we got some great young players. Anthony Edwards, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson. Like, fun and good guys.
I know this is an NFL game we do, but better team heading into the NBA season, okay? Pelicans or Lakers?
Pelicans until they move Westbrook, then Lakers.
I mean, it's what's wild is I could do this with a bunch of teams in the West. The Lakers, if they don't figure out this Westbrook thing soon, there's a chance they're like the 7-8-9 seed in the West.
A chance. That's what they are. That's not a chance. They are the 7-8-9 seed.
Denver's got Jamal Murray back, Michael Porter back.
Yeah, people forget how good Murray is.
Dallas, we saw them take down Phoenix. Yep. Somebody's got to fall off the table for the Lakers
Memphis
to move
is
up.
Not getting worse. Minnesota's not getting
Minnesota
worse.
Minnesota got a lot better. I think Rudy
Clippers
Gobert.
Clippers are going to be better with Kawhi
Clippers
back.
Might be the best team in the
Golden
West.
Golden State now, those young guys, Wiseman, apparently looks unbelievable.
Woo!
Lakers watching like the rest of us on TV. It's playoffs. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. Go to LinkedIn Jobs. It's free. Post your job for free. LinkedIn.com/heard. Terms and conditions apply. So the NBA decision makers, there's a 50 different questions. They do an annual survey in the NBA. It's like anonymous, and they vote on a million things. Who do you want to take the shot? Who would you build around? Blah, blah, blah. Let's stick on this. Which team will win the 2023 NBA Finals? This to me would be my four. I'd probably have the Warriors ahead of the Bucks, but I wouldn't be shocked. Bucks, Warriors, Clippers, Celtics. That feels right to me. But, you know, I was sitting there and, you know, they have like, if you had to build a franchise, who would you build it around? Giannis one, Luka two. I agree. If you had one big shot late in the game, who would you have? Steph, KD, Dame. I agree. It was one of the only times I've ever looked at the survey and I agree with literally everything. I kind of feel like, and by the way, I was looking this morning. I got up at like 2 a.m, couldn't sleep. 10 teams in baseball, a third of the sport, are 30 games back of first place. 30. Like a third of the sport's AAA baseball. Can't compete. In the NBA, half the league is really viable. I mean, really, really viable. I look at the NBA this year as three tiers, and this is just the good teams. The first tier is Golden State and Milwaukee. I've got teams that have won finals, good cultures, absolute difference-making star players. Joe Ingles now to Milwaukee. Remember last year, Middleton hurt, no Ingles. I have two more shooters as defenses collapse on Giannis. Golden State, they say Wiseman, the emerging young defender in the post, has crushed. That's tier one. They should be favored to win the championship. Then there's four teams that I think could win the title, but I have concerns. Either chaos concerns or injury concerns. Clippers. Could. Is Kawhi going to stay healthy? Sixers could. Do you trust Embiid to play 100-some games? Suns, DeAndre Ayton and the coach have a problem. Boston, they got a new coach. They're all capable of winning it. They probably need a break. Somebody gets hurt for the Warriors or Bucks. I think they could win it. And then there's other teams. I got about eight in here that are clearly capable of winning a playoff series or two. I don't think they can win the championship. Grizzlies, Heat, Brooklyn, Denver, Cleveland, Minnesota, Pelicans, T-Wolves. Absolutely can win a couple playoff series. Cleveland, I don't know if they can win two playoff series, but they are really, really good now with Donovan Mitchell. Really fun team to watch in Cleveland. Who did I leave out? The Lakers. Why? Because I got seven questions and one answer. The answer is LeBron's going to give you 70 games and be really good. AD can't stay healthy and I don't trust him. Westbrook is toxic. The coach has never been a head coach. The bench is suboptimal. And the chemistry, good luck. Okay, last year, Westbrook was a disaster, right? Playing off the ball, whatever. Well, now they've added Dennis Schroeder and Patrick Beverley, two other guards with incredibly strong personalities to go along with Westbrook's really strong personality. It's not going to work. I've got a coach who's never been a coach. I've got a bench that's below average. AD, if he stays healthy, then they're a playoff team. But the West, Denver got banged up. They're healthy. Here comes Minnesota. Here comes Memphis. Denver, Minnesota, Memphis, real teams. The Clippers, now they're healthy. The West is going to be significantly better than last year, and I'm not sure the Lakers are.
Colin, season win totals. Lakers, 45.5. Hawks, 45.5. Raptors, 45.5. I didn't know the Lakers were going to be that bad.
I would have already moved Westbrook for Buddy Hield. I would have already done it. All right, hour three around the corner. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.